The Taxi Driver. My husband stands on the balcony, gazing outside into the late summer evening. The air is pleasantly cool. I am finishing up my preparations for the annual party with my colleagues, my thoughts a swirl of conflicting emotions. Part of me longs to stay home with him, but another part is excited to reunite with my co-workers after the long vacation. I fuss with the final details, particularly my shoes and jewelry. Beneath my skirt and blouse, I'm wearing something more daring. Sensual lingerie. I've developed a habit of wearing it even to events like this where it's never meant to be seen. There is a thrill I can't fully explain. Perhaps it's the knowledge that, underneath my elegant dress, as I hug my colleagues and chat with them, there is something hidden that, in another context, they would desperately want to see, touch, and peel off me. It's like a silent tease. I materialize a part of their fantasies, but I'm the only one who knows. These thoughts never entered my mind until a month ago. One night, while teasing my husband in the car, I playfully took off my bra, leaving only my low-cut t-shirt. I wanted to make it easier for him to caress me as he drove, certain we'd head straight home. But a sudden craving for midnight croissant had made us stop at a crowded bakery. "It's your turn to grab something to eat," he teased. "Oh, are you sure? There are so many people," I replied. "This will make things more interesting," he grinned. "Well, okay," I agreed with a smirk. The small shop was bustling, but the line moved quickly. I finally queued up among the other patrons, acutely aware of the sidelong glances from the men around me who, between furtive smiles, were looking at more than just my eyes. I imagine their shock as they realized what they desired was so near, so exposed, just beneath my skirt. I felt an intoxicating mix of nervousness and excitement at the thought that some of them, if observant enough, might have noticed my braless state. My husband's voice breaks into my reverie, reminding me that the taxi booked a few minutes earlier to take me to the city center, where the party will be held, has just arrived. He comes in from the balcony as I slip on my shoes. I'm ready. Before I leave, I kiss him deeply and a spark of desire for something more forbidden flares within me. The taxi driver waits just outside the gate, seated in the driver's seat. As I approach the car, I take a moment to study him. He's definitely handsome and looks around my age. I climb in, greet him, and give him the destination address. He responds with a familiar phrase from our homeland. "Madam, brace yourself. There's bound to be traffic in that area," he warns. "No problem. I left early enough. Thank you," I reply with a smile. We start chatting, and I learn he's indeed from my homeland and around my age. He's friendly and a bit cheeky, sharing that we've both lived in the city for the same number of years and love our respective jobs. "So tell me," I ask, "what do you enjoy most about being a taxi driver?" "Well, serving beautiful women like you is definitely one of the perks," he grins. I don't reply, just smile back, making sure he sees me reflected in the rearview mirror. Our conversation flows easily, touching on our homeland, how much the city has changed, and every now and then he throws in a discreet compliment that sends a ripple of warmth through me. I feel a playful urge rising, the kind that sometimes takes over when I'm out with my husband, a need that can only be quenched by letting go. And the more I look at the driver, the more attractive he seems. About 10 minutes into the trip, we hit the expected traffic. The car creeps slowly along, and I notice the driver stealing glances at me in the rearview mirror more than at the road ahead. At first, I pretend not to notice, but then I start staring back, meeting his gaze directly. A desire wells up in me. I don't want to keep my lingerie hidden tonight. I want to take this game further. I place my hand on the top button of my blouse and slowly unbutton it. I glance casually out the window, pretending it's nothing. When I look back, I see his eyes in the mirror, curious and searching, drifting lower from my face. Not wanting to make things too difficult for him, I shift to the center of the back seat, widening his view. I undo every button and gently part the blouse with my hand, revealing the lace of my bra and the deep valley between my breasts. "Do you like that?" I ask softly. He doesn't answer verbally, but his hand reaches up, adjusting the mirror to get a better look. I take that as a definite yes, and continue unbuttoning until my blouse hangs fully open. Since asking that question, he hasn't taken his eyes off me, his gaze moving from my face to my cleavage and, when streetlights flicker through the window, lower, to where my legs part slightly. I hope he can see my panties too. Now that the traffic is easing, he's forced to focus on the road again. I take this moment to go further. I slip my hands beneath my blouse, lowering the cups of my bra and freeing my breasts. I touch them, enjoying the sensation, letting my fingers roam. When I look up again, we're at a standstill, and the astonishment on his face is palpable. The thrill of knowing I'm no longer hidden under the fabric is accelerating. I lean forward, close to his ear. "I want to blow you. Find a quiet lane, quickly," I whisper. I reach down, feeling for his zipper, and I'm pleased to find him already hard, just as I had hoped. After a few more turns, he pulls into a familiar, dimly lit street. The street lights are out, making it darker than usual. We stop, and he quickly jumps into the back seat with me, his breath heavy with anticipation. I waste no time. I undo his belt and pants, my hand slipping into his briefs to free his cock, hard and glistening at the tip. He grasps my breasts, kneading them with a roughness that sends jolts of pleasure through me. With my right hand, I begin stroking him while I use my left to push back my hair. I lean in, making sure to meet his eyes as I lick the head of his cock. Once, twice, three times. Then I envelop it with my lips, slowly sliding in deeper into my mouth. The driver sinks back into the seat, groaning softly as I quicken my pace. My hand works in rhythm with my mouth, and in just a few moments, I feel him nearing the edge. His breathing changes, becoming erratic. I sense the pulse of his arousal swelling against my tongue. I slow my movements, savoring the feel of him, before pulling back until only the tip remains in my mouth, which I tease with another flick of my tongue. So far, I've been in control, guiding each move, and it's turned me on immensely. Between my legs, I am soaking. But now I want him to take over, to use me however he pleases, even if just for these fleeting moments. His hands find the back of my head, holding me in place, and he starts thrusting into my mouth. It doesn't last long. Soon I feel the hot rush of his cum filling my mouth. He empties himself, keeping me pinned as I swallow it all, even though there's a lot, a testament to how much my behavior excited him. Only when he starts to soften does he release me. "Are the other women this good?" I ask provocatively, as I adjust myself. I doubt it, he replies, fastening his pants, and I've never enjoyed it like this in all these years. He returns to the driver's seat, turns off the meter, and starts the car. The traffic has mysteriously vanished, as if it was only here to create this moment for us. When we reach our destination, he hands me his business card, suggesting I call him if I ever need a ride again. I smile and thank him, using his name for the first time. But as he drives away, I toss the card into a nearby bin. For love, I have my husband. For my slutty side, I crave new things each time. I enter the club and approach my colleagues, hugging and greeting them. I had thought my hidden lingerie would rouse me, but it's nothing compared to how I feel now, brushing my lips against their unsuspecting cheeks.